Class is now in session. And the UPS store is here to help you ace arriving on campus. Our certified packing experts can pack everything you need, from desktops to decor. Plus, when you pack and ship with us, you get our exclusive pack and ship guarantee. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Restrictions and limitations apply. To get a 20% off packing coupon and for full details, visit the upsstore.com/packing.
Hello, and welcome behind the bar of A Pint of Cthulhu. I'm Flower, and for once, I'll be viewing each of the Pint of Cthulhu team. Who is here with me today? Would you like to take over?
Matt, editor, kind of creator, general, just manager, everything.
Nice. Vague idea. Where are you based from? US, UK?
UK based, south of Heath.
Oh, I didn't know that. Suppose next question, really. What games or system have you tried in the past?
Well, we started off with Call of Cthulhu. That was probably the first one I've ever played through fully. We've just about finished D&D Phandelver. I've also done various miniature-based tabletops, like Warhammer, Malifaux. We've done Abaddon and the 13 Seals, which are on Kickstarter at the moment. Doomsong, Cthulhu Dreamt. I mean, the list can go on.
What was it? The Malifaux, I think. I've not heard of that.
It's a smaller miniature-based game. It's more kind of set in a weird Victorian era. It's quite cool. Very nice. I like it. It's very twisted.
I'm not surprised then, I suppose.
That's pretty much how we roll.
Why did you pick this sort of group? This group of players?
How the group came about?
How you decided to do this group?
Cartman, for one, is one that I know in person. So anything I usually tend to do, I tend to drag him in as well. And he's very weak of will. I'm joking, he's alright. He was up for it. James, originally, who was in the Call of Cthulhu Season 1, he's always been a fellow nerd of mine. Yeah, good friend for long years. Unfortunately, he had to leave due to work reasons, but I just kind of said, hey, do you want to do it? And he went, yeah, sure. The others, funny enough, we all came from Twitch. All of them are Twitchers to some extent. I don't know how many of them are still going to keep doing it or not, but we started gaming online, and then it was just kind of a case of, well, we all get along so well. We'll create a chat for just generally, you know, Twitch and gaming and things like that. And I kind of got the idea of like, well, why don't we try it? You know, I sent a few messages out and I was kind of a bit like, well, you know, they probably won't be interested in, surprise, surprise. All of them turned around and went, yeah, sure, fuck it, let's do it.
Nice. That's useful, really, for anybody else who's thinking about doing that in the future. Have you played much outside the Pinters group? I think you've already answered that, I suppose.
No, I don't actually. I do a bit of model painting every now and again when I get the time, but most of it is just kind of, you know, caught up with editing or looking after the little man. Yeah, my son.
Hey, that's important.
Yeah.
What would you want to try next?
Well, we already have Season 3 and 4 planned out. One of which you've heard the playtest for before. Mm-hmm. When that's finally released, as a hint for everyone if anyone's listening. What would we want to try in it? Do you know what? Funny enough, I dug through and found the abandoned game, the Starship Troopers tabletop. And that would be pretty good to actually have a run through. I had a little brief campaign idea written up, but you know, we've got so many other games to play, it's yeah, as and when we ever get round to it, really. We did have an offer from Cooper, from Echoes of Escherton, to do a one-shot of Degenesis, which we still need to do at some point. It's just, again, finding the time, so, you know, everyone's really busy kind of thing. But there's loads out there that, you know, I want to try the Ring. Yeah, that's going to be a badass one if we ever do it. You know, you just imagine us fucking around.
Yeah, I can picture that.
What are you doing today? Getting high on Hobbit weed.
I could see the fight with after Treebeard and all that. What's it called, man? Yeah.
I'm just trying to beat the shit out of Treebeard.
Yeah.
Trying to smoke him. Tree. Yeah. More than likely. We'll probably end up doing
if
we ever do
I'm
that.
I'm surprised. Next question. Where do you see the podcast on, or would you like to see the podcast to go next?
We are steadily growing. I'm happy with that, to be quite honest with you, because any growth is better than none. Be fair, I would happily just see it grow. We never really did this with the intention of, oh, let's get famous, let's make money. We did it with the intention of just, fuck it, let's just have a bit of fun, and if anyone else wants to listen in and enjoy it, then why not? So really just kind of growing it a bit more and having a few more like exclusive playtests and generally fucking around and having fun, really. You know, that's the most important part. I've always said to the group, if they stop having fun, then just say, and you know, they can either leave or we can swap out what we're doing.
Because at the end of the day, as long as you guys are having fun, you don't really need, say, us listeners. It's nice, but you just do it for yourselves, don't you?
Pretty much. And to be fair, the stories we've like made and just the general shit we've gotten up to on and off recording, it's fun. It makes the day worth going for, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Evidently, because I found you guys, and I've basically stayed around, basically. It's, from my point of view, it's just a bunch of mates having fun.
And I'm glad that we are actually, you know, portraying that kind of thing, because I don't think we've never had really an issue with anything, you know? We've always just kind of gotten along and just carried on.
Yeah.
Various states of inebriation as well.
Yeah. Some people fall asleep, some...
Yeah, Cartman. Oh, bless him. He had worked hard that day, though, to be honest.
Yeah. The next question you might have already answered from one of the previous questions, but if you was to run a game, one-shot/campaign, what system would you choose out of all the others?
Ooh. So, if it's just a one-shot, we'd still need to study the rule set to be able to play it. Yeah, I don't know, because there's so many that I want to do. I've literally got, at the moment, sat on my desk about 4 or 5 different tabletop RPGs that would be fun. I mean, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. I haven't thought about that, to be honest. If it was going to be a genuine one-off and that's it.
Like the last hurrah. So not the last hurrah. What should I say? Words. Yeah.
Oh, I know what you mean. I genuinely don't know. If we were going to do just like this was the only time we were ever going to look at it, I don't know. I mean, maybe something stupid. something that's just like for the meme or something, or just for a laugh and get absolutely shit-faced doing it. That could be kind of fun, but I don't know what it would
I think
be.
Something you want an army to do. I think there's one, because I've seen it just for the sake of it. My Little Pony, TTRPG.
Do you know what? I was actually thinking about that. I was like, I wonder if there's one of those we could just get drunk and play it.
I would 100% listen to that, and I'm pretty sure I won't be the first. I won't be the last to want to listen to that.
I don't know how I'd convince the team for that one, and I don't know how I'd convince myself.
A couple of drinks.
You need a fair few drinks to get me playing that kind of shit. I mean, I say shit, it could be a genuinely good game, I don't know, but I just don't want to look at it. I'll tell you what, there was one that I was thinking about before as a joke, and it was the Power Rangers one. So there you go, I would say the Power Rangers one.
But what era? The originals or one of the later ones?
Whichever the one is that's on Roll20.
Okay.
I don't know.
I need to look on Roll20 then. Who would you like to have a guest as either like a GM or a player or something?
Dream guest. I mean, that would be hard to say because the guests we have had. I mean, Alex for starters was a dream kind of guest, as it were, because I admired their podcast for ages, and just for one that we haven't had, you know, for a long time I was thinking maybe The Cheap Show, Eli or Paul, but to be honest with you, I quite like a lot of other podcasts. I mean, there's the Killer Rabbit crew that we're talking to, there's Channel 84, which is an amazing, amazing dad chat kind of podcast.
That's two questions I've already stumped now.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of go by guests as to who says yes at the time, but I mean, yeah, as a definitive answer, I would probably say, you know what? Stuart Ashens. Purely because he was one of the first YouTubers that I ever like started to meet at events and things like that. And yeah, Stuart Ashens, if I could ever get him on the podcast, that would be, you know, like the dream guest, since, you know, one of the ones we haven't had, as it were, you know what I mean?
If anybody's listening who knows him, pass it on. I think I should know that name, but I'm not sure if I do. I'll just look it up. Drop me in another world of things to keep me occupied. Next one. I think we're about halfway through the questions. These have gone so quick. In like games like the ones you've done, ones you want to do, what is your like go-to class? As like healer, damage dealer, tank, range.
To be fair, probably range. I know I play a rogue in D&D, but I always tend to go range. I never like melee fighting, even in like any game I've played, even like consoles. I generally don't like melee that much, so I tend to just go for range. I'm that arsehole that sits at the back at the top of a tower and shoots you from like 2 miles away.
Sniper.
Kind of thing.
Hey.
The danger's over there. That's as far as it goes.
I understand that. So you don't get somebody else to take the brunt of the pain.
Pretty much.
How did you actually get into these sorts of games? I think that's another question you've answered. Was it just like...
How I got into this... Call of Cthulhu, 100%, I'd never heard of until I found Arkham Files. So that was pretty much what got that started. I mean, D&D everyone knows about. I've played a little bit of it in the past. Never actually a full campaign, so the fact that Season 2 has been a full campaign for us is, you know, that's a bucket list for me. You know, I know it's as sad as it sounds to be able to actually finish a campaign. I very much enjoyed that.
So TPK willing?
I don't think we're going to TPK. Well, I say that, but with one or two episodes left to go, and what happened in the last one, it's a potential possibility to kill one person off. And I won't say who, but let's just say it was a mysterious, well, an unfortunate wave of some sort.
Right, okay.
And that's as far as I'll go with that one. If it's already out by the time that, you know, this goes out, then, you know, people in the future, you'll know who that I'm talking about. If we don't pick them up.
Oh, okay. Anything you'd like to say to listeners out there?
Honestly, if they're enjoying the show, just give it a rating if they want, if they feel like it. We're never one for chasing for, like, oh, you know, you have to put a 5-star in. I can't stand the people that do that. It seems kind of beggy. But you know, if people want to, cool, go for it. It's nice, it's cool. Or just get in touch, you know, if they want to say hi. I'm always on Twitter, you know, I'm the A Pint of Cthulhu on Twitter. I know the others have access to it, but, you know, it's me, it's always me. Yeah, and chances are, you know, if we get along with people, then we'll invite them to the Discord, which is supposed to be kind of like a Patreon-y, Ko-Fi exclusive-y thing, but yeah, we just add people we like.
It's how you expand as well, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Right. So what have you learned from doing this podcast?
It's a lot fucking harder than people make it out to be.
Yeah.
1 hour of audio recorded can take anywhere from up to 2 hours to edit, depending on what's happened to it. And if, say, Cartman has a microphone problem, or Toucan has a microphone problem, going through the backup audio is a bitch. Yeah, so what people hear... Yeah, sometimes it might not be perfect, but it's got a lot of work to it. It's got an awful lot of work.
Yeah, a few times where, like, I've been chatting to you, and you've been going for like a few hours.
Oh, God, yeah. I think the longest I did was probably... The quickest I've ever edited an episode was probably in a day, but that was literally because no one else was home. I had the day off. And I started at like 7 in the morning and finished at, I think it was about 3 in the afternoon. And of course, you know, I went for a walk and had lunch and stuff like that. But it's a long, whole bloody process. And if there's background noise, if there's like bumps, scratches, clicks, you're never going to get them all. Just be happy with what you can get and realise that music is a wonderful thing at hiding a lot of problems.
You don't love it for the things you get right, it's basically you love it for the mistakes you've made.
Yeah, to be honest, it's always been a learning curve. I mean, people are doing it on a free software, Audacity, and I'm not going to knock Audacity at all, because Audacity is an amazing program. But I know there are better ones out there for it. I know there are the paid ones you can get. But, you know, we're doing it on the cheap. So we're going to do it with Audacity.
For now. Next question. Memorable moments from games.
Moments from games. Immediately that comes to mind is the 12 gauge.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, that's the go-to one I always talk to people about. James coming out of absolutely nowhere with that one was just a shock. And that genuine silence, I usually cut out a lot of like gaps, but I kept most of that in because it was a genuine like, what the fuck? It's also the go-to one that, like, if anyone ever asks us, oh, is there any curtains or veils or whatever it is for when we're playing a game, is there anything you don't want to talk about? It's like, yeah, we shot a baby, we don't care.
Anything's on the table.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, all right, for context, it was technically a monster, but it wasn't a baby.
Making too fine a point. Anybody from, say, third party view would probably disagree.
Yeah.
Anything from the one that the one shot, so the D&D campaign?
I mean, probably all the dick jokes. So many dick jokes.
Yeah.
Seems as though we're only in two seasons, a lot of it is just dick jokes. I mean, the obsidian penis being used as a stealth weapon, that's, you know, one of the funniest ones. Raid grenade from Cthulhu Dreamt, and how well that worked. Or when Josh was investigating the safe house and immediately got arrested. And now to Josh. Oh, you're arrested.
End of your turn.
He was genuinely quite shocked about that. It was so
funny. Funny thing, he went. Didn't he go to the shop?
No. Oh. So the story with what happened when he went to the shop. This is probably completely off track now. He was gonna be in Call of Cthulhu, Josh, from the very get go. However, the first day we recorded, he disappeared off to the shop and didn't come back. Yeah, he completely forgot what we were doing. I think he forgot. And then I don't know what happened. He just didn't join in until D&D. I don't know what the reason for that was. But I mean, he was always welcome to join us. Just it since then has become a joke that if ever, like, anyone's late, it's because they've gone to the shop. So that's where that comes from.
I literally genuinely just went to the shop. Like, because when you cut back to him saying, see, oh, go to Josh, he, like, oh, he's gone.
Yeah, I remember that bit.
There we go. Favourite character you've played, but as you've ran games, but you've also been a player? What, like PC and NPC?
Well, and like PC, obviously Donovan. It's the only one I've done. Well, I suppose you can say the one shots, but you know, never really got into those characters because they were just like one or two shots. But playing Donovan has been hilarious because I don't know why he went so dark. The first two attempts of the first Vandover recording unfortunately were lost because Cartman's audio.
Naming no names.
Naming names, Cartman. It was literally. What happened? So the first episode we did, which was lost. This was before the backup as well, so it couldn't be recovered. It's actually why we got the backup. The goblins in the cave that we started with, Cartman tried to persuade them to join his religion and rolled a nat 1. So as a joke, I walked in and did the same thing and got a nat 20, which would have started the Cult of Donovan.
If only.
I know, that would have been absolutely hilarious. Literally in those two attempts though, Toucan said to me, look, you either need to kind of change the way you're playing or you're going to be classified as chaotic evil because you're playing a psychopath. So in the very first one you hear, that's why I tried to play him more happy-go-lucky, and that very quickly just went, yeah, nah, fuck that. I'm going back to psychopath because it's more fun. Who doesn't love a murder hobo?
That's true. Yeah, there's always one in that party. Keeps the ball rolling.
Exactly, the lovable murder hobo.
If it weren't for you, many people would be alive. But then, Tukum would be more drunk.
Glass star for one. Several cultists. Several bandit leaders.
And some NPCs. Yeah.
Donovan. I don't know how far up you are on the thing, but yeah, definitely some NPCs. There was one I've finally got my revenge on. I don't know if you've heard it. Have you got to the castle
yet? No, not yet.
Well, fair enough. Then I won't spoil
Please
it
don't.
For you.
I've been enjoying this. I've been living vicariously for you guys. Yeah, right. I say we've only got a few questions left. But here's one. What is your go-to snack and drink when you're playing?
You know what? A lot of the time, I actually am drinking a lot of water. I don't get as drunk as the others because a lot of the time I need to either work in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, if we're doing it on Sundays, then yeah, I definitely need to work in the morning. And yeah, but if I'm drinking, then it's
meat. I need to get some of that.
It's good stuff. There's a place in Wales that I used to go to. It's Snowdonian Honey and Mead. Oh my god! If anyone can go there because the dude is like a crazy old man, but he's the perfectly friendly crazy old man. That will give you as many free shots, or at least he used to try stuff. I mean, don't take the piss and drink just the free stuff. Buy something, because my God, you'll love it. There's a story there that I'll tell you later.
Any snacks?
As for snacks, I don't like eating during the podcast.
Crunchy munchies, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean... I have eaten during the podcast, but that's usually because the wife has come in with onion bhajis.
Donut.
Or samosas.
Donut cake.
There was a donut. Yes, there was a donut in the last one. Surprisingly, she came in through my door and was like, here, look, donut.
Get these.
Donut. As for the others, I can't say, but I mean, obviously you'll ask them themselves.
If they dare to answer these questions.
I'm sure they Good luck wrangling, Carl.
Yeah, we might need all a few alarm clocks sent to us.
I'll give him a kick. I'm going round it soon enough.
Nice. Mind him a few times. Next question. If you could pick a game setting to run or play a game in, where would it be? Not what?
Where as in what?
Like as in...
Real life place?
Say, like... Say you want the One Ring one, Mordor, or say you did the, what's that one? Starship Troopers, the Bug World, which I've forgotten.
Clint
Dathu. I need to rewatch that.
I think. It's a good show. Mm. It was a good film, actually. It's probably worth watching again at some point. A lot of people don't like them, but... What setting... I wouldn't mind doing the Vermintide setting, which is the Warhammer version. That's quite good. Playing that on the PC is fun. It's basically like, for the simplistic terms, it is a zombie horde, but they're just rats.
Ah, okay. Skaven, that's
Skaven.
That's interesting. Bit more darker, I suppose.
Yeah, I tend to like the dark and twisted ones because, again, it brings out the inner murder hobo.
A couple more of my questions. A couple of the ones that have been submitted. Do you prefer to run or be in the games?
Honestly, I don't mind either. Running the Call of Cthulhu was a first, because I'd never actually ran anything before, so doing that, especially with Roll20 as well, which did a lot of the work for us, you don't have to like add any of the skills or anything, you can just literally just bung it all in, it does its own thing, and you know, out comes the game, you just click a button, voila. So it allows you to kind of just play rather than have to worry about the math side of things, which, you know, we can all do, but it's easier. But playing is, you get a bit more freedom to fuck with people a bit. I think Tukum will probably say that as well, that we have all fucked with him a little bit. But then again, of course, as I say, if you're running it afterwards, it gives them a chance to fuck with you.
Yeah.
DMing, you need to be, well, I'd say this, it's not necessarily a rule or anything, but I would say you need to be more free and easy and kind of able to just ad lib on the moment. But as playing, you can just react off of everyone else if you need to, if you don't know what you're doing.
Especially like taking turns in like battles and stuff like that. Yeah. Last one of my questions. Where can people find you?
People can find me on whatever Twitter is calling itself these days, or X, or whatever, however long it's going to be alive for, as A Pint of Cthulhu. You can also find us on Blue Sky now, which is we got one of those not too long ago. A Pint of Cthulhu BSKY.SOCIAL. And you can tell it's us because we're mostly reposting Caesar's ink at the moment.
Right, the questions that have been submitted. If money wasn't an object, where would you travel to?
America.
Any part?
I would travel to Toucan and then probably to Josh. However, I would also like to go and visit Alex and Reed, who does the music for us now. Purely because I've always just said, you know, look, if ever I come to America, I want to go and see you guys and have a drink. Whether or not it'll ever happen, you know, that's neither here nor there, but the statement goes, you know, I would love to go and have a drink with them. And to be quite honest with you, I would love to go and shoot guns with Toucan. That dude has got mad guns. And again, so does Alex.
And we've all seen the Discord.
So, guns and fun.
Heard out well.
So I think it's like Arkansas, Pittsburgh, Utah. And I don't know where Reed is. But, yeah. There.
Yeah. That'd be good. That'd be good.
Yeah.
And like the actual putting the physical presence on someone you've been playing and known for a while.
I mean, I'd love to be able to get everyone in one room. If that was ever possible, to have every one of the players in one spot, I reckon we'd probably have the best set of games we could ever do. Because it would be
run
so
one
much more
session.
Funny. I would love to run one game.
Yeah.
Do an entire campaign. If we had like a week, I reckon we could do it.
No breaks.
Like a week and nothing else. Like 8 hours a day.
God.
I don't think the rest of the team would be up for that.
I think
so
a couple much. Probably would do.
Probably.
Last of the questions, really. What is one thing to do on your bucket list?
On my bucket list. Do Do you know what I've done? A fair few things off the bucket list. And they, I mean, I've never had that much of a complex bucket list to start with. Like, brewing alcohol was on it. And I did that several times. And it tasted like shit. I have to edit out a lot of silences.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm generally thinking now, because I say I don't really have a bucket list. Probably just go to New Zealand and visit Hobbiton. I do want to go there at some point. Yeah, something simple. Do you know, I really want to see the Aurora Borealis and the Aurora Australis.
Oh, I've heard of the second one.
And I've been to the... The Aurora Australis is the southern hemisphere.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. People only tend to hear about the Borealis because it's the more, like, well-known one. And the Australis, I think, is harder to see because it's more in the ocean. Don't quote me on that. I could be very wrong. And the annoying thing is I've been to the countries where you can see the Borealis, and every time I've been, it's been the perfect season for it. It's never fucking shown up. I mean, I'm talking like I've spent weeks in countries where it's been peak season. Nothing. To the point where I joke with the missus now that every time we see it, it's like, it's made up, it's CGI. I mean, obviously it's not, but, you know, it's still funny.
The truth is the eye of the behold. No, it's not. That's what I'm telling you. Proof is in the pudding. That's it.
Beauty. That's the one. I think you're thinking of beauty in the eye of the beholder. To be quite honest with you, I wouldn't mind getting... No, I'll save that later.
basically, it's all questions I have on my basic list of questions. Anything you want to add?
Only that we're going to keep trying to do what we can do and keep enjoying ourselves. And if people want to, as I say, hit us up, then, you know, we have the socials at the end of the episodes. Find us. We will probably reply. Except for Cartman. Cartman's a hermit. And he stays that way.
Alright. So that's it for today. Thank you for joining me. Yep. Okay. And stop.